Before our story makes its next time stop, we need to see what's happening inside those T-squared enabled spaceships. This is episode 4 of the second season of an intergalactic audio drama, which we call Roswell B.C. Before the Crash.
So, after we left the time of Billy the Kid, we found ourselves, along with Dar, once again chasing Neela's elusive little brother and his two accidental passengers. Only this time, we were chasing him through time instead of space.
Or perhaps it was a little bit of both. The T-squared was still pretty unpredictable, and moving through this planet's time periods also moved us through space a little bit as well. Actually, back toward Roswell.
I'll tell you later what happened when we got there. But first, you need to know the trip wasn't exactly pleasant on any of our ships, beginning with the one being chased.
Boss?
What is it, Grodd?
It's all here.
What's all here?
The package. It's still all here. He didn't take none of it.
No, he took all of it, you idiot! And now he took us and left our ship back in that whatever that was.
Yeah, but we got the package back.
Yeah, and you can keep the package. I don't want it.
You don't?
No, it was all a mistake. And I'm sorry about your ship. I'll take you back there once I get this guy off our tail.
See, boss? We'll get our ship back.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Listen, I'm not any happier about this than you are, but I didn't have a choice. If we hadn't taken off when we did, I'd be a prisoner on my way back to Duralta.
Duralta? Never heard of it.
It's on the other side of the galaxy.
The other side of this galaxy?
No, the other side of the galaxy where you came from.
Which side?
Duralta's on the east side.
How far east?
Who cares? Let's stop the chit-chat and get away from the jerk chasing us.
I'm sorry, boss. I'm just being sociable. I kinda like this guy.
We don't have time to like anybody. So, once we're safe, you promise to take us back to our ship?
Yeah, I promise. But it might be a while. I think the only way we're going to be able to shake this guy is to make another time stop. I'm sure he thinks we're heading back to the present.
Did you hear that, boss? He promised.
Yeah, I heard. But I also heard it might take a while. Settle in, Grodd. Hold on to that package. This ride is far from over.
Dar was closer than Orb thought because, of all our ships, his had the most advanced T-square tracking.
But he also had the distraction of a consistently pompous Rafe, who still thought he should be in charge.
And Eddie kept in touch enough to let both of them know who was really the boss.
When are you going to catch up to him?
Don't worry. My ship has the very best...
Don't tell me not to worry. I am very worried.
Perhaps you wouldn't worry so much if there were a leadership change. I am more than willing to...
Rafe, how many times do I have to tell you that you failed? It's true that I worry about whether Dar is up for this task, but I know you're not.
How do you know that? I've served the Metsis alongside Timbus for quite some time. That should count for something.
Rafe, you are trying my patience, of which I have very little at the moment. I would suggest that you settle in for the ride and keep your mouth shut.
But surely I can do something to...
She said to keep your mouth shut.
Thank you, Dar. At least you're good at reinforcing my commands. Now, would you please turn your ship's speed up to maximum and find our little escapee? Because if you don't, you will be trying to escape from me.
Yes, ma'am. He's directly ahead of us and surely headed for the present.
Then catch him. I'll check back soon.
If you're sure he's heading for the present, wouldn't it be good to be waiting for him when he gets there?
How can I do... Wait. If I go straight to the present without him knowing
it... You'll be there when he gets there.
That's not a bad idea.
When we catch him, remember, it was my idea.
If we catch him, it was my idea. Now this button takes us straight to the present, and the son of Lieber will think we're still behind him. Here we go.
So Dar took Rafe's advice, not knowing Orb would be taking another time turn.
By the time we had come within tracking range, Dar's plan was already in motion.
And we were still struggling to know what to do in the middle of rapidly changing time periods.
Ryan, I'm not sure what to make of this, but the other ship, it just disappeared.
Orb's ship?
No, the one that was chasing him.
Disappeared? What do you mean?
Well, it was right there in the tracker a minute ago, but now it's gone.
That's a good thing, right? Whoever that was must have given up trying to catch Orb.
Let's hope so. I don't think they would have gone to the trouble of tracking him down and then give up that easily. Something else is going on.
Well, could be.
And speaking of something else going on, what happened between you two? You've been going at each other for a while now.
Ryan, there is nothing going on. Tolip is just playing around. You know how he is.
Is that right, Tolip? Just playing around?
Well,
It's an inside joke, right, Tolip? Something that's just between you and me. Just between you and me.
That's right, Ryan. It's nothing important.
That's right. Now, I need to get some rest. It's been a while since I've had any sleep.
All right. You go ahead. I need to get something to eat. The food on this planet can't compare to a meal on Trillistel.
By the way, Ryan, I haven't told you enough how much I appreciate everything you're doing to help me find my brother.
It's my job. Tolip, can I bring you something to eat?
No, I'm good.
All right. You just stay on Orb's tail. Wherever and whenever he lands, we need to be there.
Will do.
Who am I kidding? It's nothing important? I'll find out how important it is when Ryan gets his heart broken.
But I could have misunderstood her. Maybe she didn't mean what I thought she meant.
What else could she mean? Remember what she said in that intergalactic communication device? I'll be there soon. Yeah, I love you too. Somebody's waiting for her.
Maybe so, but if I tell Ryan what I heard and I'm not right...
He'll understand. But if I don't tell him and he finds out I knew...
Then he'll never trust me again. I know. Why does this have to be so hard?
I wish Ryan had never started talking about this stupid feminine side. I feel like I'm starting to hear a little bit of that in me, too.
I don't know what to do with it. I liked it better when I could just ignore my feelings.
But no, I have to deal with them, or they won't stop bugging me.
All right, Tolip, get control of yourself. Right now, the most important thing is to catch up with Orb. Now, that's something I can concentrate on without hearing from my feminine side.
I don't know. Do you think Orb will...
Be quiet! I've got this!
So, Tolip was still struggling with a side of himself he wasn't used to hearing.
And if I had been honest with myself at the time, so was I. I knew that my relationship with Neela was unlike anything I'd ever encountered. As much as I hate to admit it, she was changing me. She didn't treat me like other women had always treated me, because she didn't see me like other women had always seen me. My tough detective veneer was wearing thin, and I somehow knew that in just a matter of time, she would see completely through it.
But at that point in time, I had to keep as much of the veneer up as possible. I had a job to do, and I was going to finish it. Oh, yeah, there's one more thing you should know. While we were still hot on Orb's trail, another piece of the puzzle was falling into place. You see, sometimes I like to think of a case like a jigsaw puzzle. And the more pieces you get on the board,
the clearer the picture becomes. You'll remember one of those pieces from that interplanetary diner Ord visited. He found out that the proprietor was in the business of selling much more than just pies.
Well, she had recently sent her son out to find some more subjects for her side business.
Mama, I think I just landed on that planet you told me about where the wise ones is supposed to be.
Well, Junior, I guess I was wrong about you. I wasn't sure you were smart enough to make it to that planet.
Oh, of course I am, Mama. But you said these wise ones, they're our little children, right?
That's right. Nice, sweet, juicy little children.
Are you sure you want me to do this, Mama?
Yep. You bring me 3 of the best ones you can find, and you can have your old job back. Plus, all the pie you can eat.
Oh, all I can eat?
All you can eat.
But little children.
All the pie you can put in that big, fat belly of yours.
Oh, all right, Mama. I'll do it.
And Junior.
Yeah.
Remember, while you're out there to look for that fine young man you let get away, you bring him back, and I'll throw in my special triple-decker rutabiesy cake.
Your rutabiesy cake? Oh, you ain't baked one of them since I was little bitty.
Yep, it always was your favorite, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I'd do anything for a piece of that rutabiesy cake.
I do seem to remember that. Well, find that young man, and...
I'm on it, Mama. Let me get you some little children first, then I'll find that guy.
That's my boy. See you soon.
Hello?
No! You just scared the willies out of me!
I'm sorry. I saw your ship land, so I thought I welcomed you to our planet.
Well, thank you. Say, is this the planet of the wise ones?
It sure is. I know it doesn't look like it because we're all...
Little children. Yeah, I heard.
Really? Most people haven't.
Well, it was really my mama. She'd heard about you.
Your mama? So you still got a good relationship with your mother? That's nice.
Well, I don't know if I'd say it was a good relationship.
But you still love her, right?
Love her? Maybe.
I see. Well, what brings you to our planet besides your mother?
Well, I was just hoping to, where are the others?
The others? Why do you need to see the others?
Or maybe just 2 others. That make 1, 2, 3 of you, right?
2 + 1 = 3. That's right. Why do you need to see 3 of us?
Well, Mama said she'd like to meet 3 of the wise ones. Well, she really needs some wisdom, you know. Actually, she just needs help.
Does she?
Yep. So what do you say? Would you and 2 of your little friends like to take a trip with me?
Now, how wise would that be?
I don't know. Mama is, well, she makes an awfully good pie. And rutabiesy cake. You ever heard of rutabiesy cake?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you'd love it. You and your 2 little friends.
Listen, mister, I really don't think that would be wise for us to do that.
Well, why not?
We don't know you or your mama. You could be from the Metsies, like I told that nice young man who stopped here the other day.
Nice young man? Hey, what nice young man?
Oh, I had a good conversation with the young man who stopped here a little while.
You did? Well, why did he stop here?
I think he was looking for wisdom.
Well, maybe that's what I'm looking for, too. Yeah, wisdom!
Probably so. You just didn't know it.
Well, I'd sure like some wisdom about finding that nice young man.
Well, I do know which way he went. When he took off, I told him. Whoa! What are you doing? Let me go!
Yeah, you're coming with me. I gotta find that guy, and you're gonna help me.
You should be doing this.
Oh, yes, I should. Rutabizi cake, I can taste it. Mama, I'm gonna make you so proud.
Now, which way did he go?
So Junior was now in the hunt for Orb, along with everyone else.
Could he and the Wise One end up playing a major role in my case?
You might be surprised at the answer to that question.
This episode of Roswell, BC is entitled The Chase, and features the voices of Kyle Bullock as Ryan, Devin Bullock as Neela, Lynetta Zuber as Eddie, Tony Souza as Tolop, Jill Bailey as the feminine Ryan, Summer Souza as the feminine Tolop, Robin Haynes as Orb, Scott Phillips as Boss, Austin Beach as Grud, Curtis Michaels as Rafe, Boyd Barrett as Dar, Zach Anderson as Junior, Alethea Hartwell as the Diner Lady, and Samantha Thorsted as the Wise One. The Roswell, BC theme music was composed and recorded by Brian Hunley. The artwork for our podcast cover and posters is the creation of Logan Pack. Some of the special audio effects heard in this series are courtesy of Relicwood Media. Roswell, BC was created, written, directed, and produced by yours truly, Boyd Barrett. We thank our patron on Patreon, Scott Phillips of Audioblivious Productions. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And please leave us a great review while you're there. You can also visit our website at roswellbc.com. The story is headed your way.